Okay, look, the Mishnah Chavches Amud Aleph on the bottom. Va'oid Amar Rabbi Yehuda Beis Haknesses Shecharav Ein Maspidim Seicher. Rabbi Yehuda says another thing. That a base Haknesses, a shul that was destroyed, you do not do Haspidim inside of it. Ve'ein Mafshilim Seicher. Chavalim, you do not make these ropes in them. Ve'ein Parshim Matechem Metzudas, you don't spread out your traps in them to make the, you know, make your traps. Ve'ein Shoichin Al Gagai Paris, you don't dry out your Paris on its roof. Ve'ein Oisin, I said Kapanji, do not make it a shortcut. Shenemar V'Hashim Oisin, Es Mikdashechem. Kedushasan Af Kishahem Shamim. They also retain Kedusha even when they are destroyed and not being used. Alabay Asav, let's say grass starts growing in the shul. Lo Yitlesh, you shouldn't mow the lawn inside the shul. Whatever, to get rid of the grass. Vimnei agwas nefesh, because it should have some agwas nefesh. It should bother you that the grass is growing, and look what's happening to the shul. So that you leave the grass to grow. Tan rabbanan, batakinesias ein leigim im kalas roish. Shul, you can't be like kalas roish. Ein eichlam mehem, you don't eat in them. Ein shaisim mehem, you don't drink in them. Ein eisam mehem, you don't beautify yourselves in them. Ein metailin mehem, you don't take walks in them. You don't go in to them in the summertime to get away from the sun. And when it's raining, to get away from the rain. You do not do a hesped shel yachid in a shul. But you can read in them. Tayrav, v'shayna mehem, and learn. You give a hesped shel rabim that you could do. What's a hesped shel rabim? You get Talmud Chacham. Rama Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Emasai bi yeshuvan." What is this talking about? This is when it's actually being used. The shul, it's an operating shul. Avu b'chorbanam, when it's not operating anymore, it's destroyed. Manichanaisan, you leave it. Manichanaisan va'aylam behanasavim va'yitlish. You leave it be, and if grass grows in it, you don't. Right, you don't cut the grass. Memnei agwas nefesh, because the agwas nefesh that you should have. So the Gemara says, well, who's talking about grass? Savaman dakar shmeu. Whoever mentioned grass, it also be Yehuda starting to talk about grass. Right? So there's no chesuri mechzor. It's a chesuri mechzor v'alchiktani. This is how you have to learn it. Umechavdin oisan, marbitzin oisan. That the Tanakama didn't just finish by saying that you have a hesped. He continued. He said that you also sweep it. Umar Bitzanayson is also some sort of a way that they cleaned it. Kadesh layalu emasavim. So that is what the Tanakhama did. In order for it not to have grass, so you're supposed to be mechavet umar Bitzanayson. So Amar Bihuda, and then on this, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Name asai biyishuvan." That's only you treat it for the grass and get rid of the weeds or. So that's when you're using it. Avu b'churbanon, when it's already destroyed or it's abandoned, manichan aysan, you leave it be. You leave it as it is. You don't clean it. Alu b'hanasavim la yitlaish from the agmas nefesh. So therefore, if grass starts to grow, right, you don't cut it. Amrav yaisi, amrav asi, but b'atik neshesh b'bavol al tenai hein asuy. The shuls in Bavel were made al tanai, that you can be able to use them for these different types of things. Even though we made a tanai that we can use the shul for different types of things which are not really kaddish, still we cannot be nagim kalas reish. Can't have kalas reish. Maniu, what does it mean? You cannot have kalas reish. You cannot have like a comedy skit there. What does it mean? Maniu cheshbainos. Talking about making cheshbainos, calculations. Amar Ravasi, based on Knesset Shemachash by cheshbainos, a shul that you sit and have, I guess, maybe business meetings or these type of things. So if you do that, malinim by a mace, you will be malava a mace. A mace will be overnight, in the shul. So Gemara says, malinim salka daitoch? Loisagi lavachi? It's mashma like that, you have to do that. Like it's a chayiv to leave the mesim in the shul. Like that's your chayiv. If you do cheshbonis, then your chayiv is now that you have to go put dead bodies in the shul. No, what it means is el l'soif sheyelina by meis mitzvah. What it means is that if you make chayav b'nisan shul l'soif, there will be a situation where you will be leave over a meis overnight in the shul, and that would be by meis mitzvah. The Mishnah said that you do not beautify yourselves with them. But the Chacham and Tamid Chacham and their Tamidim, they are allowed to, you know, beautify themselves in the shul. Damar b'shul ben Levi, my Bei Rabbanon. What's it mean? Why is it called a shul Bei Rabbanon? Base of the Rabbanon. It's the house of the Rabbanon. And that's where the Rabbanon hang out all day, right? When they're hanging out there, so then it's already considered their house. So if it's considered their house, then they're allowed to use it for what they want. Really, it's about the Medrash is really called the Rabbanon, Rashi points out. And here it's going back on the shul, so I guess the same type of halacha would be if it's by the base Medrash, it's by the shul. So, right, you're now going to go in to get away from the sun, to protect yourself from the sun or from the rain. Kihad Ravina Vada Bar Masna Havikaimi. Like Ravina and Vada Bar Masna were standing. Vishali Shilta Mirava. They're asking Shilas from Rava. Asa Zilcha Dimitra. And then it started raining. Aili Lubeya Kanishna. So what did they do? They went inside to the shul. Ah, you see that? Ami, they said, Had Aileen and the Bay Kanishna, this that we're going into the shul, Lamisham Mitra, it's not because the rain, we're not trying to get away from the rain. Elamisham the Shmaitza Ba'itzilusa Kiyoimid the Istana. It means that the reason why we're going is because when you're learning, you need to have a clear mind. Like a Yoima Istana. like when the northern wind, that's what's called Istana Yoim, is considered the right, so they're saying because of the rain, but I guess they're saying not to be protected from the rain, but just because we need to think, and we can't think in the rain. Let's say you need to call somebody out from the shul. My. Amalei, he says, if the person is going to call somebody out of the shul. So if he himself is a Talmud Chacham, so lema hilchasa. So just, when you get into the shul, just say a little halacha. And that way you're using the shul as to learn. V'i tanahu, and if he's tana, someone who knows Mishnayis, lema masnisan, let him say a Mishnah. V'i karahu, if he knows psukim, lema psuka, let him say a pasuk. V'i lai, and if the Mamish doesn't know any psukim, he doesn't know any mishnayis, he doesn't know any halachas, and he knows he doesn't want to just walk into the shul just for to get somebody, so then he should tell a kid who's in the shul or in the mishmadrash, tell the kid, tell me what you're learning, and then the kid will tell him, and that will be like he's learning. Inami nishi purta v'nekim. Or what he should do is just spend a little more time in the shul. Don't just walk in, get the guy, and walk out. Spend a little time in the shul. Sit down, take in the scenes, take in the sounds, and that's the way to make it that it's not like a bazillion. Maspid hamespid shal rabim, and your maspid a hesped shal rabim. Hechi dami hesped the rabim. What does it mean a hesped the rabim? Malchi Rav Chizda kigain hesped the kaiber of sheishes. Rav Chizda pointed, and he said, like a hesped that Rav Sheshes would go to. Any hesped that Rav Sheshes would go to, that must be a chashava hesped, so that's considered a rab. I mean, a Rashi actually learns that it means it's a hesped that one of the people of Rav Sheshes' house would die. I mean, someone related to Rav Sheshes, that would be a problem because so many people would come to the hesped. That would be considered a hesped shel rabbin. Machi Rav Sheshes kigoyin hesped the koybei Rav Chizda. Rav Sheshes, said the opposite. You're trying to put the finger on my people. I'm going to put the finger on your people. Like a hesped like that. Rav Chizda is from Rav Chizda. Rafram aspedei lekalasei bebei kenisha. Rafram was maspid his daughter-in-law in the shul. He held her halavai in the shul. Amar, he said, Misham Yakra Didi Udemisa Asikuli Alma. And because of my covenant, and because of my daughter-in-law's covenant between me and her, everyone, the entire world is going to come to this hesped, so therefore it's considered a hesped shel rabbim. Reb Zeira safti lahu mirabbanim veikanishtam. Reb Zeira was masped, one of the Talmidei Chacham in the shul. Amar, he said, im mishum yakar didi, im mishum yakar didi, demesa. Whether it's me myself because I'm speaking, and I'm being the hesped, so everyone's going to come for me, or for his covet because he's also a Talmud Chacham. So between me and him, again, the entire world is going to come. So it's already considered a hesped shel rabbim. Rish Lakish safti lahu tzur merabonim. The shchiach ba'ardi Yisrael. Rish Lakish was masped a certain Talmud Chacham who would spend time in Eretz Yisrael. He would learn in Eretz Yisrael. The Havitani Hilchasa b'chaf dal shirasa. He would teach halachas in 24 rows of Talmidim. He would teach Talmidim halachas. Amar vavai chasar aradi Yisrael. He said, "What a gavurava! What a loss that Eretz Yisrael had that they lost this big Talmud Chacham." Yisrael agavurabahu. The Havitani Hilchasa that he would learn, he would teach halachas, sifra, v'sifri, teisefta, all those. He would teach. What a loss. V'shachiv. Asu v'amr le'r Nachman. So now they came and they said to Rav Nachman. They said, Rav Nachman was born Rav Nachman Yitzchak. L'spidei mar. Now you give a hesped now. Rish Lakish just gave a hesped. Now you go give a hesped. Amr heichi nispida haitzana d'mali sifra. The chaser. He said, "What am I going to give a hesped about this guy? He has a lot of sfarim in his basket, meaning he doesn't really understand. I mean, he knows all these, you know, he knows all these word for word, but he doesn't really understand it. He doesn't really understand what he's learning. So what am I going to say already about him?" So. Take a look, see the difference between the people in Eretz Yisrael and the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael and the Gedolim in Bavel. Rish Lakish came from Bavel and he gave such a beautiful hesped, and Rav Nachman. Oh, he actually says just the opposite, Rashi. That Rav Chizda, Rav Nachman was from Bavel, Rish Lakish was from Eretz Yisrael. They said, "You see the difference? That somebody from Eretz Yisrael, Rish Lakish gave such a beautiful hesped, and Rav Nachman Yitzchak didn't." Tanan Hasam Udeshtamish Betago Chalaf. We learned that if somebody uses the Keser Taira, you know, to his own benefit, then he gets he dies. Tani. That's a Mishnah Novice. Tani Rish Lakish. Zeh Mishtamish B'Misha Shaina Halachis. This is somebody who uses somebody else who learns halachis. Take out Kisr Shal Taira. Va'amr Ula. Lishtamish Inish B'man the Tani Arba. V'loy Lishtamish B'man the Masni Arba. You can use somebody who learned for Siddharim, but you cannot use somebody who teaches for Siddharim. Kihadir Shlakish have a azab orche like this. So he's going in the road. Mata urkama demaya. He reached some river. Asahu gav. A certain guy came. Arkavei akasa. He threw his shlakish on his shoulders and said, "Here, I'll carry you across this body of water." The kama avrele, and he threw him on his shoulders and he's like, "All right, let's start walking through the water." So he starts walking through the water. Amalei. So shlakish said to him, "Karisa. Do you learn? You read a little bit? You read the Torah a little bit?" Amalei, Karina, yeah. He says, "Tanisa?" He says, "Do you learn some Mishnayos also?" He says, "Tanina, I also learn. Arba Sidre Mishnah. I learn four Siddharma Mishnah." Amalei, Psaltalacha, Arba Turi, Vitainas Bar Lakish Akasvech. You learned four Siddharma Mishnayos. And you're carrying the son of Lakish on your shoulders. Shadi bar Lakisha b'maya. So throw Rish Lakish off into the water. Throw me into the water. Amalei, nichali. I'm happy to that you I can serve you, even though you know I may be a little Talmud Chacham, but I'm happy to have you riding on my shoulder so I can get some schar there. Ihachi, so he said, if that's true, gamar mine hamilsa. So he said, if that's true, then let's learn a little. Let's learn. Dam Reb Zera, Reb Shlomo says, I'll tell you a nice halacha. The Reb Zera says, "Benayis Yisrael hein hechmiral atzman shafil rois tipas dam kacharal yeshus lav shivin akim." That the Benayis Yisrael are machmer on themselves that even if they just see a drop of blood, like a chardal, they still sit zayin akim. They wait zayin akim for that tipas dam kacharal, which is really a chumra. I don't have to get into it, but it's a big chumra. Because we said the only thrill by Zainakim for Yemeziva, but now Maisa Bizmanazah, once you see a Tipas Dam Kachardal, they're machmer as though it's Ziva, and there you have to wait Zainakim. Tana Veil Yo, Kol Shana, Kol Shana Lachas Muftach Lesho Ben Eilam Haba. Anybody that learns Halachas is Muftach that he is a Ben Eilam Haba. Shanamar Halichas Eilam Loi. Pazik says Halichas Eilam Loi, Al Tikri Halichas Ela Halachas. That the Halachas will be Meilachim to Eilam Haba. All right. Tana Bana Mevata Tama Tara Loitzas Hameis. You Mevata Tama Tara to right Loitzas Hameis. Lachnasas Hakala, and for Achnasas Kala. Amar Lava Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Shai Mevata Tama Tara Loitzas Hameis. Lachnasas Hakala. And they said about Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi that he would be Mevata his learning in order to go be Malav Hameis, right, to go to Levaya, and also Achnasas Kala to go to Tachasna. B'med V'amru M'shem Shem Kol Tzarka. What are we talking about? That's only when you not have enough people that will take care of it by themselves. But if there is enough people to take care of it, it has everything that it has all the people that are necessary, then ain mevatlin. You're not mevatl tired for that. The kamakol tzarcha, so how much is all of its needs? We're just talking about the levaya. Amr Shmobar Inya, Mishmeid Rav Derav, Tresa Alfe Gavri, 12,000 people, Vishita Alfe Shipuri, and 6,000 people blowing the shayfar. So a total of 18,000 people. If there's 18,000 people, you do not need to be Mevatel Torah to go to that Levaya. Some say no, it goes like this. Tracer Alfei Gavri, 12,000 people. Umi hu shita Alfei Shipur. And from the 12,000, half of them, 6,000 of them, are the ones that are blowing Shaifer. Ula Omar ki going to chaitzi gavra me'avula atzichra. Ula says it's enough people that would, if you'd line them up, from the gate of the city until the Beis HaKvaris, then there would be enough people to reach if you line them up from the gate of the city to the Beis HaKvaris. It also seems to be a lot of people. Rav Sheishas Amar Kinesi Nasa Kach Nitilasa. The same way that it was given, the same way the Torah was given, so too it should be taken. I mean, the Talmud Chacham that is Nefti Talmud, obviously only Talmud Chacham. That manasinasa b'shishim ribu, just like when it was given, they had 600,000 men. Afnatilasa b'shishim ribu. So also, when a chacham leaves this world, we also should have 600,000 people there. Gemarhani mili the man dekari v'tani. This is somebody who learns and he learns some chumash and he also learns mishnayis. Avol man demasni less leishu, but somebody who teaches Torah. There's no shir for somebody who teaches Torah. As many people as you can should come. Tanya, Rav Shimon Yochai, Emer, Barei, Kama Chavivi, Nisof, Nei, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Take a look and see how Chaviv Yisrael is in front of Hashem. Shemachol, Makam, Shagalu, Shechina, Yimayim. Any place where they went to Galus, the Shechina went with them. Galu, Mitzrayim, Shechina, Mem. Just, they were Galu to Mitzrayim, right? And the Shechina went with them. Shemachol, Haniglo, Niglesi, Levei, Savich, Viyos, Mitzrayim. That I was with you in Mitzrayim, as Pasuk's master. Gal above the Shechina Imayim, on your Gal above the Shechina Osuzam. Shnemer leman chem shalachti bavola. Va'af kashem asidim ligoyal Shechina Imayim. And also when they will in the future have Mashiach will come in the future, the Shechina will be with them. Shnemer v'shav Hashem lekecha shuvoscha. Says and Hashem will return. V'heishav leinam. It doesn't say He will return them. It means He will return Himself. El v'shav. It's mashed that the Hakadosh Baruch Hu will return with Klal Yisrael mibein Hagolias. Shechina beBavel Hecha. Where is the Shechina in Babel? Where is it? The Shechina goes to Babel with us, right? So where is the Shechina? Where does it hang out? Amar Rabbi beBeit Knesset de Hutzel in the Shul of Hutzel, or beBeit Knesset de Shaf v'Yosef Bernardo, and also the Shul that was destroyed and rebuilt in Narda. Don't say that it's the Shechina is in both places. Sometimes the Shechina hangs out in the shul of Hutzel, and sometimes the Shechina hangs out in the shul in Arda. Amar Abaye, Zabai says, Taisi li dechimer chikina parsa aylanim etzina hasim. I says, Taisi li, right? It's, I have it coming to me, and I have coming good things to me because when I'm traveling, I always make sure to stop off in this shul, you know, in Davin, in one of these shuls. Avuah the Shmuel of Levi have a yasvi bekanishta. Avuah the father of Shmuel and Levi were sitting in the shul. The Shaf Yosef ben Arda in this shul in Arda, as Yeshchina shamu kol rigsha. The Shechina came and they heard this noise. The Shechina was there. Come of anafku, so they left. They got up. They left. Listen, the Shechina is coming. We're going to make, you know, we're going to let the Shechina come, and we're not going to hold up the Shechina. Rav Sheshes have a Yosef bekanishta. The Shaf Yosef ben Arda. Rav Sheshes was sitting in the shul in Arda. As Yeshchina, the Shechina came. V'loy nafik. Rav Sheshes says, you know, the Shechina's coming. I'm not interested in leaving right now. I want to stay here. Also, Malachi Asharis are coming out to leave. The Shechina Malachi Asharis came and they wanted to, you know, get him out of there. Amar lefanav. He said to the Malachi Asharis, Rabbeinu Shalom, Alo v'sheina Alo mi nidcha. Somebody who's oppressed and somebody who's not oppressed. Who should be nidcha? Mi nidcha b'nei mi. Who should be pushed out from who? So he said, Amal Huz, Shavkua. So they said, okay, so leave him there. Rav Sheshes was blind. So he said, look, I'm oppressed, I'm, you know, he's blind. And you know, it's not right that I should have to leave. Shechina's not blind. So he's saying, I'm not gonna leave because of the Shechina. Va'ilaham Mikdash Mat, I will be for them for a Mikdash Mat. I'm gonna be like Elo Batakinesu Bata Midrashish Babava. These are the referring to the shuls, that the shuls are considered but the Midrashim are considered the Mikdash Mat. Rablazar Am Zabes Rabbeinu. This is the house of our Rebbe in Bavel, which is Rav. Rav's house in Bavel. Darish Rava. My Dusiv Hashem Ein Ata Hayisalano Ela Batigneses Batim Midrashes. This is also a pasuk that says Hashem is with us in Bavel. These are referring to the Batigneses and the Batim Midrashes. I'm Rabbi. Reish Hava Garisna Beisa Umatzilim Bekinish. In the beginning, I used to learn in my house. I used to have my study over there. I learned there, and I would daven in the shul. Keeping the Shamas Lahad the Kamer David. Since I heard that what David said, Hashem Hafti Ma'ain Beisecha. Once I saw that Hashem loves the, you know, basically the shuls. Hava Garisna Bekinish. I would go make sure to learn in the shuls. It's going to be in the future that the shuls and the batim midrashim and bavel will be set up at Eretz Yisrael. Just like Tavar and Carmel, that the Torah only came to they only came for a little bit to learn Torah. Nikva and Eretz Yisrael, they will be Nikva and Eretz Yisrael. They came by Har Sinai, they came to learn the Torah, and they're going to have Kedusha and Eretz Yisrael. So too, but the Knesset by the Midrash, Karimu Marbitzim Hem Torah, Halachas Kamakamas. So for sure, Shuls and the Midrashim that are always constantly, there's always Torah going on there. So for sure, they're going to be moved to Eretz Yisrael. This is the Makar. We say that Shuls will be, you know, in Eretz Yisrael. That's when the mountains were fighting with each other. Who's going to have Har Sinai? Who's going to have the Kabbalah Sotera on them? So the Baskel went on and says, what are you fighting with Har Sinai for? Kulchem Bali Mumin. You're all Bali Mumin. You're all considered Bali Mumin by Har Sinai. Sivhacha Gavnunim. Sivhasam Aigiben Aidak. So what do we see? We see that somebody who has a Baal Gaiva, he's considered that he has a Baal Mum. You see, because there they were all saying, like, I'm bigger, I'm prettier, whatever. They're all like, remember that famous Machlekes with the mountains with Har Sinai, who's going to get the Torah? So he says, you're a Baal Mum. Someone's a Baal Gaiva, he's a Baal Mum. Kapandra. Ain't nice in Kapandra. You don't make them a shortcut. My Kapandra, I'm a Rava. Kapandra, Kishma. Ma Kishma, what does it mean? It's like its name. Kamandamar Adam Akifna Adri Eilba. Lasses Kapandra. It means that somebody who's
he says that why should I go around it? I'm a kifna, why should I go around it? I'll just go right through it. If there was a path already through it before they built the shul there, then it would be mutter to use the shul as a shortcut because it was there before. If somebody goes into the shul amanasit not to make it a kapandria, then mutter lasis a kapandria. Then afterwards you're allowed to make it a kapandria. And you want to go there for a good reason to daven or to learn, and then afterwards you want to leave. You don't have to go bedafka the long way out. Somebody goes into the shul to daven mutter lasis a kapandria. It's the same idea. You're allowed to make it a shortcut. So this is also saying that if you come into the Beis Hamikdash to go to serve Hashem, so you can, if you come in the north way, you could leave the south way. You don't have to but have to go out and to make it a longer way. Why we said before that you cannot uproot it and eat it. You could be Tailish and just leave it there. So when the Mishnah says you're not supposed to uproot the grass, we're talking about when you're uprooting it to eat it, but just to uproot it to leave it there, that would be okay. Tanarban, Besak Faris, Ain Nagim Ham Kalas Rosh, you're not supposed to be Nagim Kalas Rosh in a Besak Faris. Ain Marin Mehem Behema, you're not having Behemas grazing there. Vain Melichim Mehem Amas Amayim, you're not Melichim there, they don't bring there the water, some reservoirs of water. Vain Melakhtim Behem Asavim, you do not collect the grass. Vain Likit Sarfim, if you do, you burn them in Kaimim, Nek Faita Mason, because they're covered with Mason. Ahai. What's that going on? If it's going on the seifa, what type of kavanah meisim is there if you're burning the grass in its place? El ha'resha, no, it's going on the resha. Okay, we'll get this a little bit better next time.